is that they should have made the head have an ATU. I was thinking they should have had it there rather than on the Optima bit. But, all said and done, if you, you could, if you wanted to, put the Optima whole thing onto another battery outside and have an ATAS aerial by Yaesu, put that in, and you wouldn't even need an ATU, it'd do it all for you with the antenna. Or if you had 10 watts from the head, so a decent battery, offering 12 volts, you would then be able to use the head and have 10 watts out of it into the ATAS antenna and use that, or whatever you choose as an antenna. But, yeah, it's quite good. It's really nice. But it's a real learning curve. When you play with play with an ICOM, and then you go back to a Yaesu, and everything's back to front, and then, like I do with my 817, I normally have it on this repeater I'm on now, and I have this frequencies on 2 meters or whatever it is I'm doing, and I go to change something, and it's like, oh, why did I do that? Now I've got to change that. To put it right, just from, you know, turning the dial just a tiny bit, and it's the wrong dial because it's all back to front to the ICOM. Back to you.
Two Echo Zero, India Papa Uniform. I'm in a master there. I've got the ATAS 120, and I've got FT891 in my van. I think that's a fantastic match. The Optima and an ATAS 120, mate, you've got it made. I don't have the kind of an ICOM go Yaesu argument. Oh, right tool, right job. You know what I mean? I've got two Yaesu and I've got two ICOMs. I've got the 7300, which I absolutely love. I've got the 705, which I'm using now, which I would not get rid of. FTM 500 on a Yaesu. Would not get rid of that. I'd probably, if anything, I'd buy another one, you know, so I could have one in the car, one in the van, if, well, not going to because of the money, but, and then got the 891, which is, it's such a basic radio, and when I got the 7300 and the FT891 got a little bit sidelined, I wasn't going to get rid of that. I didn't want to get rid of it. As basic as it is, I do like that radio, and, yeah, I don't have allegiances one way or the other. You know, if I had the money, I'd go out and buy an Optima. No second thoughts, but I can't. You know, considering what I've got, I couldn't justify the cost to basically duplicate what I've already got. But other than that, I've got no allegiances one way or the other. I love the Omega, got the 705, absolutely love it. And if someone said, "Oh, you want to sell it?" No. No, go buy your own. Go buy it from somewhere else, but you're not having mine. Yeah, no, good choice on the Optima. Back to you.
Yeah, Mike 9 DNC. It is an astonishing radio on receive. It certainly is, and I've had good reports on the audio. So, yeah, I'm very happy with it. Very, very happy. I haven't played about too much with the head off, but the first week I got it, my mate wanted me to come along and go with him on a journey to purchase a radio, and he wanted me to go along and, you know, to keep him company and also, you know, give him my opinion as well, being I'm licensed amateur and he's only a CB radio operator, but it'd make an excellent amateur when he does his exams. Anyway, we put the Optima in his car. The antenna's tuned for 11, but I went up on 10, and there was a contest on South America, and we're going down the motorway, 70 miles an hour like you do, and up and down hills, and I put a call out, figured that we had the amplifier on, knowing that we're only putting in 6 watts from the head of the radio, and the amplifier weren't switched on, and I got straight into Argentina twice, thinking that the amplifier was on. And when my mate looked down, he went, "Oh, look, the amplifier's not switched on." And that was after having getting into those contest stations, you know, from a mobile on the motorway doing 70 miles an hour with 5 watts.
Echo Zero India Puffer uniform. But the thing is, you know, when you go to work and you're slogging your day out and you're kind of, you're cold, you're wet, you know, doing whatever, going home and being a mess around with an Optima is what you go to work for. Do you know what I mean? You can get drunk or you can do whatever, right? But the rewards aren't there, are they? You have to have something to remind you why you go to work and what it's for. And something like the Optima, or me talking on the 705, I mean, by the time I bought all the bits and pieces, I was shot at 1,700 quid. And it was a bit of a sharp intake of breath. I don't regret it at all. I go to work, I earn my money, you go to work, you earn your money, and that's what it's there for. You can't take the stuff with you. So you got to enjoy it. And, you know, whether it's a 705, when it's the Optima, whether it's a Kenwood, whatever it is, whatever floats your boat, go get it, go enjoy it. But, yeah, cracking radio, that Optima, though. Back to you.
Thanks very much, but I'd say the same about your radio. Not that I've held one. I've seen a lot of them. I've done a lot of research on them. And it was my first choice when I was going to purchase. Well, I didn't plan to purchase this at all, to be fair. I honestly thought I'd end up with the 705. I've got no idea what made me... I think maybe, subconsciously, I think it was because I put in for permission to put outside antenna up, even though I'd already done that, played about with the antennas and stuff. So I've got a pair of 7300s. And I was, you know, having great fun with those, and I kind of thought, okay, I'd like to venture into 2 meters and 70 centimeters as well. Well, I've got the 817 that was covering that, and I've got a Retrovis 25, which I absolutely hate, but again, it was useful, and it got me on the air. Brought a GP5 already, put that onto the 817. I was having great fun with that. When I thought, no, I think I'd like to get the 705, go outside with that and play about with a nice display, used to it because of the pair of 7300s. And then, that kind of sounded like a good idea. Anyway, I don't know what happened. I think it was because I was thinking of the future. And then when I got the no to put the antenna up, it was the same time that the Optima arrived after I ordered it. So I must have subconsciously known I weren't going to be putting an antenna outside, so I'd have to go more portable, mobile, whatever, to be able to play radio or, you know, or be on the repeaters using FM like I am now. Mike 9 DNC.
To be honest, I think the Optima gives you the best of both worlds, isn't it? You can have QRP or you can have 100 watts, you know? You know, considering certain situations, I can't see, you know, why, you know, it's just a good all-rounder, isn't it? It's just a good all-rounder. And, you know, like I say, the only reason I ain't gone out and bought one is because all I'll be doing is duplicating what I've already got. Wouldn't mean to say I wouldn't want one. But I think the Optima is a good all-rounder. You've got the best of both worlds, as and when you want to choose and how you want to choose it. You know, if you want to go QRP, fine, take off the head. If you, you know, or you can take it all with you, or you know, it just gives you multiple choices. And it's an all-band mode, all-mode band, you know what I mean. does it all. I think it's a cracking idea, to be honest. Like I say, I don't have allegiance one way or the other. I like them all. I've got an FTM 500, and I use a whip antenna. What did I have? The NR 770, Diamond NR 770 on my camper van. and I got a confirmation of 70 miles, you know, on the FTM 500. You know, I put it up to 50 watts, and I got a confirmation, 70 miles. How can you complain at that on an FM radio? I bought the 500 because it was about 10 seconds away from the upgrade for the 510, and I got it there for 4:30. So I'm cruising, to be honest, and I don't regret that one little bit. Back to you.
Yeah, Mike 9, DNC returning. You nailed it completely. I think I subconsciously must have known that it was going to be a no, and the radio can kind of grow, you know, in future as well, kind of thing. Even though I've got a full HF station, it's not a question of that at all. Duplicated twice, but now three times. But, you know, it is now all indoors now, basically. I've got a 360 outside, not up, laying down, and I can get on the HF bands with that, but it's a compromise all the same, but it's better than nothing. I've made a few contacts on it. I've got to Uruguay on 10 metres with it laying down. So, can't grumble at that, really. But, FTM. Yeah, I had an FTM 400 when they first came out. Separation cable and the head and the body, blah, blah. Because I had that at the same time as the ICOM IC5100 head and body, black and white screen on that one. But that was a cracking radio, that was. I've had the 9100 as well, which that was a awesome piece of kit as well. Regret getting rid of these radios. It's an expensive hobby to replace them, but if it's your passion and you work hard, it's a no-brainer, isn't it, really?
Zero, India Puppy Uniform. There's a lot more habits, a lot worse than amateur radio, isn't there? You know? I'm just at the, you know, you get to a time of life, almost 60 now. I'm 59, 60 birthday in November. You know, I can't take this stuff with me, so I want to enjoy it. You know? You go to work, I mean, I drive commercially, you tramp something down the motorway, listen to a drone of an engine, do your thing, come home, go back to bed, you know, sleep and repeat. There's got to be something in it for you. And for me, and by the sounds of it for you too. And then the radios. Like I say, I have to be careful because I'm only 20 minutes from Moonraker. And when I go up there, I'm only going to buy. I never only just buy. So a lot of the time is if I haven't got so much money in the bank account, I don't go up there. You know, because they're like, oh, what a load, have a look at the second-hand radio. No, I better leave. Oh, how much is it? Oh, it's so-and-so. Oh, I can afford a new one, can I? And then all of a sudden, I'm like, no, I have to stay away. But they're a good bunch up there. I really enjoy it. You end up having a cup of coffee and chatting to them, because they're all operators. They're all amateur radio operators. So they've got the same interest, you know. Like I say, they're a good bunch up there. Back to you.
Yeah, Mike 9, DNC. we got ICOM Herne Bay on our doorstep. They used to have a retail section, which was really good. We had one in Beltinge near Herne Bay, second-hand Emporia, for radios as well. But that didn't last, and the Herne Bay one gave up selling stuff, like having a shop, so they kind of concentrate on their new stuff and fixing stuff and also the commercial side of radio with the ICOM brand. So the owner of it is a local amateur, Dave, G4ELP, who owns it. He's got his helicopter and everything. G-something, Icom is helicopter. Guy's so super wealthy, you know, but he's so down to earth if you ever spoke to him. Some absolutely cracking amateurs around here. I'm in Margate, you know, Herne Bay's about 12 miles up the road, I guess. But, yeah, it must be very tempting. You go up there to buy a...